Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Inspector General Japhet Koome warned politicians, including Rigathi Gachagua, against interfering with by-elections, while Justin Muturi criticized plain-clothed police deployment. President Ruto advocated for industrial growth over aid in Africa-EU relations. The EAC demolished the 500 million Kenyan shillings Hobley Estate in Mombasa for affordable housing, citing 1.4 billion Kenyan shillings in recovered assets. In Magarini, a candidate withdrew to support ODM's Harrison Kombe. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics.
As campaigns end, IEBC assures poll security for 181 aspirants despite opposition warnings. Meanwhile, the Uhuru-Gachagua rift deepens over a Narok MCA race. Oburu Odenga faces internal ODM challenges, while UDA rewards Malava nomination losers with ambassadorial roles.
In business,
Safaricom launches a 15 billion Kenyan shillings green bond for sustainable projects. Family Bank's Q3 net profit rose 56% to 3.5 billion shillings. Kenha issued a 30-day ultimatum for illegal billboard removal. Urisha added Jeep and Citroën to its local lineup.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online kenyan.com.